remember him from Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
Who are we talking about? Al Franken.
Well, he's decided to resign from the U.S. Senate there. Representative from the state of Minnesota. He just made the announcement a few minutes ago. So over the next few weeks, his resignation will be presented. So there you go. Anyway, what can I say? Maybe he's going to go back to SNL. Who knows?
Anyway, from KPO San Francisco, this is Dave Edwards. This is Jiving Around on our first show for the month of December. That's right, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. Okay, and we're going to have a special thing coming up a little bit later on there. We did our Thanksgiving Day air check special a few weeks ago, of course, Thanksgiving Day. And, of course, right at the very end there, we did a portable radio time machine event, a Rockin' Lucky. And it was, of course, the latter part of that particular montage was Rockin' Lucky. I was taking a break at spit that he used to do all the time. And, of course, that particular one that he did was on December 7th, 1963. So we're going to repeat that again today, December 7th, 2017. So you're going to hear Rockin' Lucky in his Take It or Break It spiff that we heard on Thanksgiving Day. Again there, just that part. But anyway, we got the music, we got the Christmas stuff and regular R&B all the way up until 11 o'clock. At that time, Prison Focus Radio will be happening. So keep your dial set right where it's at, okay?
Pretty good.
Da, da, da. And speaking of Christmas, we got some Luther Vandross for you. At Christmas time, how sweet. Watch out, KOIT.
Ooh, every year at Christmas time, I hear the people laughing, smiling, being happy again. Ooh, at Christmas time. Merry Christmas to the world. I wish happiness and love for every boy and every girl. Cause the holiday makes me feel. What a joy it is to find happy people join together for the love of Christmas time. Ooh, and they feel that way every Christmas day. Ooh, I wish that every day of the year could have. Christmas time, hear the people. Christmas time. Every year, every year, at Christmas time.
Luther Vandross from 1980. At Christmas time, it's 7 minutes, 8 minutes after 9. Fifth annual KPO Fall Fundraiser time. Yes, indeed, we're going to raise that $75,000 by the end of this month. I know we can do it. We're making some good progress, but we got a ways to go yet, okay? For sure. Keep on sending in that money, and we'll give you information on how you can do that, okay? Anyway, the music is happening with Charlie Nines Fox. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Count the days. Yes. KPOO with Dave. Jive it around.
Hey!
There you go, 30-60-90, Willie Mitchell. And from 9-69, 10 after, or maybe 12 after 9, with Dave on a Thursday morning. We definitely got the music. Jackie Wilson from 1964. Jackie Wilson, that's right. Yeah, going back to the spring of 1964. Yeah, I remember that well. 50 minutes after 9, KPO 5th Annual KPO Fall Fundraiser Time. Yes.
Starting in December for a month of Saturdays. Join me on the Fingersnap Salon, music and conversation with DJ Lamont from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, featuring an eclectic mix of soulful music of our generation. The Fingerstop Salon, music and conversation with DJ Lamont, 9 a.m. to 12 noon for a month of Saturdays on your community radio station, KPOO 89.5 San Francisco and KPOO.com.
How do you do, everybody? How do you do?
Friends of Negro Spirituals and the West Oakland Library present their free, wheelchair accessible, always joyful annual community Christmas time get-together and salad buffet on Saturday, December the 16th, 2017, 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. at the West Oakland Library, 1801 Adline in Oakland. This year, we will feature DVD highlights of our 2017 celebration of Negro Spirituals Heritage Day. We will also meet new and old friends, sing spirituals, enjoy healthy salads, desserts, and much more. Please bring a healthy salad, cake, or cookies to share. Children, youth, adults, and all are invited. Call 510-869-4359. That's 510-869-4359 for information about our community Christmas time get-together. It takes place Saturday, December the 16th, 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. at the West Oakland Library, 1801 Adline, Oakland, California. Donations are welcome, but no matter what, please come out.
Sounds like a plan. Yes, indeed. Hey, it's all happening with Dave here at 18 minutes after the hour of 9, 5th Annual KPO Fall Fundraiser Time. And guess who we got on the line right here? Bobby, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing? Bobby Webb, who does a great show on Tuesday morning from, 9 till noon? You're still on that particular time slot, right?
9 a.m. until 12 noon every Tuesday morning. Yes, indeedy. Nothing but a party going on.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've talked to you, and, you know, and I think I can't remember the last time I put you on the radio, but, you know, it's always a treat to do that, you know, to break up the monotony here of my program.
Well, it's an honor and a pleasure to be on your show today.
Oh, yeah, it's always fun to have you on. And so what's happening in your part of the world as far as concerts, events, and things of that nature? What's happening?
Well, real quick, things have been very, very slow musically-wise, but I will be performing at the 7 Mile House on the 28th of December, starting at 7 o'clock. And the 7 Mile House is in Brisbane at Bayshore and in Geneva, right on the corner there, And on the 29th, I will be at Langamare.
Oh,
that's in Jack London Square.
Ooh.
And very easy to find. Just get on Broadway and go to the very end of Broadway and cross the tracks and go into the square, look to your right, and there's Langamare.
Okay.
We'll be performing there starting at 9:30, and that's the 29th of December.
Okay. That might be the new home, at least the area around, as far as the new home for the Oakland A's, since the Peralta School District turned down, you know, the A's and building a stadium right there at the campus. So, mm-hmm. Looks like London Square might be the next place they'll have. I don't know where in Jack London Square they can build a stadium, that's for sure. And getting,
yeah, that's kind of small, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Well, they might just head off. It might be the Las Vegas A's, just like the Raiders. You never know if they can't find a place. You know, because they basically, I'm going off on a tangent, I know that, but I was bring the A's in mind. They don't particularly care for rebuilding the Coliseum there, even though it's close to BART, but I don't know. But anyway, back to where we were talking here. The 7 Mile House, you know, what was it, about 2 or 3 years ago, KPO had a fundraiser there, and it was a blast.
We most certainly did.
It was a lot of fun. It's a good location. There was plenty of parking along Bayshore Boulevard there. You know, it's just south of mm-hmm. Geneva Avenue, just south mm-hmm. of the county line there into San Mateo County there. So it was a good place. It was cozy. It's fun. The food was good and everything like that. And all of you out there, be sure to check out Bobby on that's the 28th of December at the 7 Mile House there on Bayshore Boulevard. And it should be just a blast seeing you there. Something to do between Christmas and New Year's, that's for sure, right?
Right. We start at 7 o'clock. Until 10.
That's the 28th. That's what day of the week here? Let me look up the calendar here.
That's a Thursday, isn't it?
You're right. Thursday night. Yeah, Thursday. Mm-hmm. Thursday night. Yeah. Okay, it should be a lot of fun there. You know.
And then the 29th, we'll be at Langamare and Jack London Square.
Jack London Square.
Starting at 9:30.
Oh, okay. Well, that's terrific. So we've got a whole lineup of stuff happening, the venues and everything, a lot of things going on. I have a few parties to be getting involved in, too. As a matter of fact, Friday, my high school alumni group is having a big event. It used to be held at the Sir Francis Drake Hotel, you know, on Powell Street, but it got so big as far as the number of attendees for Friday's event, tomorrow's event, that it got moved to the Hilton. And it's a big event because, of course, the cost is almost $100 for a lunch.
Oh my goodness! Well, I mean, hey. Yeah.
But I think that cost may have something to do with the guest speaker they're having, Will Clark, famous giant legend there for sure. A giant alumni will be our guest speaker.
Beautiful.
So he's coming along, and he's gonna talk, and then we're gonna have the lunch. Archbishop Reardon High School, that's the school I graduated from back in 1964. They always have a good turnout, despite the fact that they keep on raising the lunch price every year, you know. But at least with the Hilton, the Hilton's a lot closer to Market Street. You know, Sir Francis Drake, you got to go up the hill. You know, if you get off like Muni or BART at Powell Street, you know, they're at Market, you got to walk about 8 or 9 blocks, and some of those blocks, so you go up a hill to get to the Sir Francis Drake. Or you can catch the cable car.
Uh-huh.
But the cable mm-hmm. car, they charge you $7. Even if you have a Clipper card, they still charge your Clipper card $7. I thought
wait,
they only...
Wait,
I thought they only... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Seven. I mean, I can't believe it. I haven't been on a cable car. $7?
$7, regardless of whether you're a native San Franciscan or a tourist. And they'll charge that $7 even if you use a Clipper card, which I think is kind of crazy. But fortunately, it's not being held at the Sir Francis Drake this year. It's being held at Hilton, which is a lot closer of a walk to Market Street. So there you go.
Beautiful. I'm glad that we got on that subject because that's some very vital information that a lot of the folks would need that would want to come to that event. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because it's at the Hilton, which is a lot closer. You know, O'Farrell. You know, and Powell in that area, Mason Street, so it's a lot easier to get to, so that's not of a problem. So you got any other events happening as far as musical events, venues coming up after the first of the year?
Nothing yet. Times have changed. A lot of the places are not having bands, or they're having DJs. A lot of the clubs that I usually play at are closed, going out of business. I mean... I'm working with a group now that is trying to get the old Yoshi's so that we can get it open back up and get it started again. But I won't elaborate on that at this time. But we're working on something to get the old Yoshi's open. So just keep your ears open and your eyes open. And I'll get back to everybody one way or the other and let them know the progress that we're in and how far we're down.
Yeah, good luck with that. By the way, I'm sure you've been doing your part on your show as far as push the fundraiser for KPOO, right? You've been doing it?
Yes, indeed.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Indeed.
You're doing that.
Two or three, four times a day.
Okay.
On Tuesdays, yeah. Okay.
So how much money are we trying to raise? Let's see if you remember this. How much money?
$75,000.
Yes, okay.
And we have the last call was $61,000and... $61,000 that we have in...
Yeah, you got a good memory. It was $61,720.17 as of November 28th, but I'm sure it's a lot more now that it's December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. I don't know. I hope so, you know. And as a matter of fact, we raised over $100,000 last year, and I think we could do as good as that or better, you know. Come on, folks. Send in your money, you know.
Come on, folks.
You know, yeah, send your money, you know, or send your money in the form of a check or a money order or a cashier's check in the address, KPOO Radio. You know the address, the P.O. Box? Give us the P.O. Box, Bobby. You should have that memorized.
Was that 1329 at Visadel Street? That's our...
That's the station address. I'm talking about the P.O. Box.
Oh, the P.O. Box.
Yeah, 156-650.
Yes.
And the zip is 94115, of course, San Francisco 94115. Send your money to the radio station in the form of a check or a money order. Don't send cash because that can get lost. It can get stolen, right? You don't want to deal with cash. Or you can go to the – you know what the website is. What's the website, Bobby?
Let me give it to you the way I give it to my radio listeners out there.
Yeah, do that. You got it memorized? Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, the KPOO is having our fifth annual fall fundraiser. And as of November 28th, 2017, we have raised $61,720.17. You forgot about those pennies. Those pennies count too, Dave.
Yeah, I think I mentioned those pennies, but you know, I think it's a lot more. I think it's a lot more today, though. I think we've raised that's the 28th. You know, that was over a week ago.
Yeah. So the thing about it is, we're looking forward to being having success raising that money, so that we can stay on the air and continue to bring you the best of entertainment on KPOO Media.
And Bobby, you're one of the best, too. You are one of the best.
Oh, well, thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
I love it, Dave. I fell in love with it. It's been this year would have been 17 years, 2000 when I came in, 2017.
Wow.
November. And I've enjoyed every minute of it. And Dave, I mean, I'll say this and I'll say it proudly. I've only missed two or three times.
That's but you're doing better than me because I started in 1979, and I don't know how many times I missed. A whole lot. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but the thing about it is things happen, and the love for the radio station and the love for all of our KPOO listeners around the world, we want to continue to bring you these great shows, and y'all just keep on sending those contributions in so that we can stay on the air. Yeah. And like I play a record called by Mary Lane, say, you've got to put something in.
Right.
You know,
and
if
don't
you
forget,
don't put nothing in, you can't get nothing out.
Yeah.
Meaning that if you don't send us a check or money order to keep us on the air, again, we won't be there for you. So
there you go.
That's
so important.
Put something in order to get something out. Getting something out is keeping us on the air.
And you don't necessarily have to do it just with snail mail because we do have a website, kpoo.com. Look for the donations link on the KPOO website there and follow the instructions and how you can send money that way. It is so easy, so simple. So we try to make it as easy as possible because a lot of people out there don't have business. A lot of people out there don't have business size envelopes with first class postage stamps, and they do a better job, you know, maybe donating using a credit card. So they go to the KPOO website and donate that way. So we try to make it as convenient as possible for our great, wonderful listeners to contribute financially to this radio station. That's for sure.
Well, you asked me a question a while ago, what was the P.O. box, and I would like to make that announcement.
Go right ahead.
Please send a check, a money order, to KPOO, P.O. Box 156650, San Francisco, California, 94115. And that's how you do it.
There you go. Oh, something else I wanted to say, you know, good old Rockin' Lucky, you know, I did his... I did a montage on the tail end of my Thanksgiving Day air check special last month, and it was his take it or break it sketch. You know, we put a record on the air, and he'd have people call up and say if whether they liked the record or not, and if they didn't like the record, he would break it in half. You know, the 45 RPM record. We're gonna play that. We're gonna play that segment again later on in the program, and the reason why we're doing it today is because that particular segment aired live on KSAN. On December 7th, this is an anniversary, December 7th, 1963. So we're going to air it again there, you know, the Take It or Break It sketch that Rockin' Lucky did that particular Saturday. Yeah, I think December 7th, 63 was on a Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. And so we're going to air that later on in the program this morning, so you'll be able to catch that again. So just
well, you know, Dave, I knew Rockin' Lucky personally.
Yeah, that's why I brought that up, because of the fact that you did know him, you know, face to face.
Rockin' Lucky, Uncle Tiny. Did you remember Uncle Tiny?
Yeah. From Orange, well, of course, you know, originally from Orange, Texas, right? Rockin' Lucky?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
He had roots from Orange, Texas, you know.
Yes.
So anyway,
well, being here in the Bay Area all my life, I've been here in the Fillmore area since I was 5 years old, and I still live in the Fillmore area.
Yeah, it's a beautiful neighborhood. I love the Fillmore. You know, I used to go to Melrose Records all the time to pick up my records that you couldn't find at any other record shops. You know,
yep.
All my Bobby Bland singles I bought at Melrose. Some of the other artists that wouldn't, you know, records that you couldn't buy at regular record stores. Well, the only place I could buy these records was at Melrose. And so I'm sure you were there many times, too, just like I was.
Oh, yeah. Raised in the Fillmore my life, and I'm still in the Fillmore. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that good enough?
Yeah. And then there was a, what was the name of that auto shop on Fillmore, too? The owned by
Uptown
Garage by, what's Weingarten was the guy's name?
Uptown Garage. I don't know his name. But
I think Weingarten was his last name, you know, and he was a big advertiser on KSAN and KSOL back in the early 60s, too. So the Fillmore has, there's a lot of just rich, rich heritage going on in the Fillmore.
I've been a part of every part that I could be a part of, meeting-wise, otherwise, you know, through the redevelopment, just on and on and on in order to keep things going in the Fillmore. I'm a musician. I played mostly all the clubs in the Fillmore.
Yeah.
And but my whole life has been right here in the Fillmore.
Yeah. Oh, it was Lou Weingarten. Lou was his first name, and he owned downtown the garage there, uptown. Lou Weingarten.
Yeah.
That was his name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I guess that's about it. Boy, it's been a lot of fun talking to you there, Bobby. I want to wish you the best of the holidays here. I don't want to be politically correct. I'm going to say Merry Christmas to you, okay?
Same to you, Dave, and it's an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. If the world only knew how brilliant you are, how brilliant you are.
I'm dumb. How can you say I'm brilliant? No, I'm a dummy.
Well, you know what I know. So the thing about it is, I want the world to know that Dave is a very brilliant man.
Well, I thank you, but that's not true, but I appreciate the compliment, just to say.
I want to let you know I appreciate the time that you've given me on your show, and that's an honor right there.
Okay. Well, you see, the whole thing, the reason why I did this is because then I don't have to log the music, you know. I'm just kidding. I'm getting tired of typing all this stuff. And most people don't know what I'm talking about. And, it doesn't matter. Anyway, yeah. Bobby, you take care, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, I'll see you in 18.
Okay, take care, buddy.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm checking out. Hotel loneliness. All my lonely days, they're all through. I'm checking into hotel happiness. Because darling, from you I left my teardrops in that old lonely room, left my broken heart back there too. Yeah. I woke up telling Mr. Misery he's your key, 'cause I'm checking out a hotel loneliness. No, I won't be back. Yes, it's true.
Back to the fall of 1962 there, the late, great Brooke Benton, Hotel Happiness. It's 9:36, KPOO, 5th Annual Fall Fundraiser time. A little Jimmy McGriff, now a little Kiko for you from 64. Yeah, come on. A little Hammond B3 action on a Thursday morning, yeah. December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, yeah. Thank you. go. Kiko, Jimmy McGriff, going back to early 1964 with Dave jiving around 20 minutes before 10. Fifth annual KPO Fall Fundraiser time. Ray Charles from 1961 now. Them That Got.
I've gotten down to my last pair of shoes. Can't even win a nickel bet because of them that's got, of them that gets, and I ain't got nothing yet. I'm sneaking in and out, ducking my landlord. All I seem to do is stay in bed because of them that's got, yeah, of them that gets, and I tell y'all, I ain't got nothing yet. That old saying, them that's got or them that gets, is something I can't see. If you gotta have something before you can get something, how do you get your first is still a mystery to me. I see folk with long cars and fine clothes. That's why they're called the smarter set, because they manage to get when only them that's got supposed to get, and I ain't got nothing yet. Them that's got or them that gets is something I can't see. If you gotta have something before you can get something, how do you get your first is still a mystery to me. I see folk with long cars and fine clothes. That's why they're called the smarter set, because they manage to get, whoa, when only them that's got supposed to get, and I ain't got nothing yet. Whoa, I tell y'all, I ain't found nothing yet. You know, I just don't understand it. I can't seem to get a nickel or a dime for a cup of coffee. I need a hamburger. In fact, a hot dog wouldn't be.
Yeah, hamburgers are a lot better, Brother Ray. That's for sure. Going back to the spring of 1961, Them That Got, Ray Charles. At 17 minutes before 10, 5th annual KPO Fall Fundraiser time, trying to raise that $75,000. We could bounce all over the place if we celebrate that event. We achieve our goal by the end of this month, that's for sure. The Olympics from 1963.
Everybody's
Early 1963, the Olympics there, the bounce. 9:45 with Dave jiving around KPO.
Do you like reggae music? Check out the Saturday Afternoon Reggae Show. Saturdays from 4 to 7 p.m. where you hear roots, dub, reggae. Plus all the greats like Bob Marley, Delroy Wilson, Bunny Wheeler, The Maytals, Peter Tosh, Black Uhuru, Steel Pulse, New Music, Dance Hall. All happening every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. Like, follow, share. KPO.
From laptops to cell phones, technology is all around us, and dentistry is following the wave of modernization. Many dental offices are going paperless. From patient files to x-rays, computers play an important role in your dental visit. Many dentists use digital x-rays. The image of your teeth is captured and can be viewed instantaneously on a computer. If your x-rays ever need to be shared, they can be securely emailed in a fraction of a second. Since digital x-rays and patient files are electronic, they are saved, stored, and shared using computer technology, which means less paper waste and a more streamlined dentist's office. It's not only good for the environment, but electronic dental records can also provide you with a more efficient dental visit. For the ADA Dental Minute, I'm Dr. Maria Lopez Howell. For more information, visit our website at ada.org.
And there you go. Good advice. All happening with Dave jiving around. Hey, weather for the Bay Area. Yeah, 61 degrees currently, partly cloudy skies, although actually it's mostly clear. Sure clear last night, and it's kind of scary because we the rain is definitely a contrast to as far as clear skies compared to what's going on in Southern California now with all the fires in Ventura County. There's that one fire in Ventura County is starting to sneak into the Santa Barbara County now, and of course the 405 freeway, fires on each side of the freeway on the Sepulveda grade. My goodness gracious alive, it's kind of scary what's happening with the fires down there. And, of course, the weather is really a serious issue in regards to controlling those fires because they got those Santa Ana winds. Definitely makes things a lot worse. But here, I guess, not too much as far as the winds go. Pretty clear skies. Again, partly cloudy skies of a high of 61 in downtown San Francisco. Today it's going to be clear, and it's going to be 1 degree warmer by about 2 o'clock this afternoon. And tonight, clear skies. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow with a high of 63. And through the rest of the week, Saturday, clear skies all the way through Monday. No chance of precipitation. And one particular TV meteorologist had mentioned the possibility that we might get some rain by the 21st, a few days before Christmas. But that's hard to say, predicting so far in advance. But it looks like, you know, what you see is with weather now is going to be happening, at least for the next week or so. So there you go. So enjoy it if you can, even though we need the wet stuff for sure. The weather altogether with Dave here on 89.5 Radio. Also, we'd like to remind you about the Black Brothers Esteem Toy Drive that's going on. They're collecting toys for low-income children of color. Drop-off location, San Francisco AIDS Foundation at 1035 Market Street here in San Francisco between 10 a.m. and 5 o'clock. More locations to come going on right now through December 18th. You can find out more by calling area code 415-487-9018. Again, that number is 415-487-9018. Back to Christmas music, just trying to compete with KOIT. Oh, God, they start awfully early. Anyway, Gladys Knight and the Pips. And this is KPOO.
The little Lord
Going back to the summer of 1963, Don Gardner and Dee Dee Ford. People show act funny. They sure do it. 7 minutes before 10, KPO fall fundraiser time. End of 62, the great Gene Chandler.
There's a rainbow in my oh, how we parted. And I know, oh, my love is gone forever. But deep down in my heart, I'll love her forever. There's a rainbow, oh, in my rainbow. Baby, 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 oh yeah. I'm down on my knee. Please listen to my plea. I'm looking up above. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray for your love. Please, please stop this rainbow. Oh, in my rainbow. Baby, baby, baby.
In 1962, beginning of 1963, the Duke of Earl himself, Mr. Gene Chandler, Rainbow, the original Rainbow. 4 minutes before 10, KPO Fall Fundraiser time.
Stay informed. Listen to local, national, and international news. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Friday evenings at 5:30 with Harrison Chastain, 89.5 FM, KPOO San Francisco, and on the internet at kpoo.com.
A fundraising concert for the Haiti Emergency Relief Fund will take place on Saturday, December 9th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Omni Commons, 4799 Shattuck, Oakland, California, 94609. Performers include Alia Sharif, Mad Noise, Roz Salon, Takuma King Bay Area Youth Arts, and Davey D from Hard Knocks Radio will be spinning a set as DJ. Co-sponsors include Danny Glover, the Haiti Action Committee, Marcus Books, Gail McLaughlin, Love Not Blood Campaign, East Bay Sanctuary Covenant, Students for Haiti Solidarity, Pacifica Radio's Sojourner Truth, and more. Called by the Global Women's Strike, the event is in memory of Bay Area Global Women's Strike activist and supporter of Haiti, Lori Nairn. For info, call 415-626-4114. That's 415-626-4114.
This is a benefit for the Haiti Emergency Relief Fund.
Back to more music now from 1967, the fantastic Johnny C.
Baby, I've got
hey,
what you need.
Smoke that.
Come on, get it.
Hey.
Yeah.
In.
Baby, I've got what you need. Come on and get it. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. I've got what you need now. Come on and get it. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Now if you need understanding, baby, I've got it. I got it. I got it. I got it.
There you go. I'm back. 1967, early part of that year, the fantastic Johnny C. Got What I Need from KPOO San Francisco. It's 10 o'clock, yeah. Little Godfather of Soul, the hardest working man in show business. He's gone now, but he lives on.
All the way you do it.
In spirit.
keep loving you, my life will be ruined. I've done got hip of your running around. Done got hip, look at you, to your running ground. But do you know one thing? I'm gonna put you down. Ow! Get it together! Get it together! Look at you. Get it together! Get it together! Ow! Oh, you said that you wanted a brand new bag. You said you wanted, look at you, a brand new bag. But you were just jiving. You wanted to be a drag. You dropped out of school before you got it down. You hear me? You dropped out of school before you got it down. Now you ain't hip. You're the biggest fool in town.
Think about that cold sweat your candle. Again, raspberry, what kind of horn you play? Trombone. Trombone. Can I get a little taste of that trombone? Right about now. Stretch it, that's right. Now, same thing with you, Wayman. Stretch your nose. Joe, can you play your little bit over there? Come on. Pee-wee. Sinclair, I'm not going to ask you to play, Jack, because your horn is too big. And you got too much horn over there. Give me a little extra stroke there, country, so I know you're playing guitar. Yeah. Sinclair, since you're from Augusta, Georgia, like I am, let me hear you play your baritone. You got to have some soul. Right about, yeah, now, right now. All right. All right. Get it. Now, fellas, now just ease out of it. That's right, you keep playing, Maceo, because the groove is there. Now, tell you what I want you to do. Now, when I say hit it, I want you to hit it. You hear me, Jabbo? You hear me, Bernard? But when I say quit it, I want you to quit it. You ready?
Come on, Godfather of Soul, the hardest working man in show business, Mr. Please, Please, Please. He's gone now. But his sounds live on. A bonus copy here. My goodness gracious. Get together the full-length version of 7 minutes and 27 seconds. From the fall of 1967. All right.
So you still got a groove.
Got to quit.
You still got a groove.
Yeah.
Bring it up. Bring it up.
Yeah, and he just quits just like that. Anyway, from 1962, McKinley Mitchell now, The Town I Live In. 8 minutes after 10, KPO Fall Fundraiser time just for you. Got to get that $100,000, okay?
The town I live in is lonely. It's so lonely till I have to cry. Till I have to cry. And I'm not ashamed to tell you that I cry. I want my baby. If you see her, tell her to come home. Tell her that I love her.
Early 1962, McKinley Mitchell, The Town I Live In,
all happening with Dave at 10:10, 5th Annual KPO Fall Fundraiser Time. I did say, you know, $100,000 before this record really got underway. I wasn't wrong. It's not my mistake. We're trying to raise $75,000, but I think we could do better than that by the end of the year.
JJ's Vintage Soul Sounds.
Where the action is.
Let's go where the action is. I want to take you to where the action is. It's happening right here on 89.5 FM, KPOO, and KPOO.com. Every Saturday night, 10 p.m. until 2 a.m., and Tuesday morning, 7 till 9. 9 a.m. It's the sounds of the 60s and 70s, the soul sounds for you.
Let's go,
so come on, let's go where the action is.
Where the action is.
Right here on KPOO.
We don't want to be late.
Asthma is a lung disease. Asthma is chronic. In other words, you live with it every day. An asthma attack is like drowning in air. In 2001, the National Medical Association declared asthma is a public health crisis for black people in America. When preventing and treating asthma, knowledge is power.
For more information and how you can help, call 1-888-949-6767. 1-888-949-6767.
And there you go, 12 minutes after the hour 10, KPOO's 5th Annual KPOO's Fall Fundraiser Happening Time. That's right, we're trying to raise $75,000, but I said earlier $100,000. That's what I'd like to see. Wasn't a mistake by me. I'd like to see us raise more than just the $75,000. But our goal is $75,000 by the end of the month, and, well, that'd be great, you know, because, you know, we're 100% listener-supported. We don't get funds from anywhere else to keep this station on the air, and... Yeah, you can help us out today. Yeah, help us out. That's right. Definitely fundraisers well underway. You can donate online at kpo.com. Just look for the support us page there. Open that up. There's simple instructions on how to send us money or charge your credit card to help us out. Or you can send a check or a money order or a cashier's check to the radio station through snail mail. It's KPOO, Post Office Box 156-650. That's 156-650, San Francisco 94115. Personal check, cashier's check, or a money order. That's right. And there you go. You be sure to put a stamp on that envelope, first class, a forever stamp. You know, that's important too, or else we won't be able to get it. Anyway, so we really need the money bad by the end of the month here. And, you know, and here's some of the programming that you would miss if you didn't send us money, particularly what's happening on Thursday. And I'm not talking about my show, okay, but stuff that follows, just outstanding programming here on 89.5 Radio. Coming up at 11 o'clock, of course, we got Prison Focus. That's right, with Brother Leonard. And, of course, Counselor Charles Carbone shows up, too, occasionally. A lot of times he's on the road visiting several of the state prisons throughout California here, but sometimes he does a show. But Brother Leonard is always here for Prison Focus, talking about issues, discussion, interviews, what's going on with our state prison system and the inmates who are incarcerated there. And noon, of course, we got Give Life, Save Life with Keith Crawford. And Keith always comes in like about an hour and a half early before his show because he's a perfectionist. He wants to make sure he does an outstanding job when his program comes on at 12 noon. So he does a lot of prep, you know, around comes in around 10:45 or so to make sure everything's just perfect. So when noon comes around, he starts his show and he has a perfect show, that's for sure. Give Life, Save Life, Healthful Living Program, Keith Crawford at noon today. 1 o'clock, Connecting the Dots, a political conversation with Judy Drummond. 2 o'clock, Arab Talk with Jess and Jamil. And what are they going to be talking about? Oh, my God. What happened? Oh, no. What's happening to the U.S. Embassy? They're taking a transportation move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? Uh-oh. Oh, I'm sure they're going to be talking about it today. On Arab Talk between 2 and 3 with Jess and Jamel. I'm sure that's going to be a big, big subject this afternoon here on 89.5 Radio on Arab Talk. So you want to check that out. And, of course, things a little bit more, I guess I would say more relaxing considering what's happening in the Middle East. Well, that happens at 3 o'clock. The Johnny Brooklyn is Blues and Oldies from 3 until 5:30. And, of course, from 5:30 to 6, KPO Community News with Harris Destang III. From 6 till 8 o'clock, Bajero Latino Americano. Again, Bajero Latino Americano, and of course it's great Latin programming with Chelis Lopez. So you want to check that out between 6 and 8 this evening here on 89.5 Radio. And of course between 8 and 11 o'clock we've got English Pound Radio, great reggae with Brixton Hitman. And of course Madhouse Hip Hop Sounds between 11 o'clock this evening until 3 o'clock on Friday morning with Diz. You can't beat that. Just a lot of stuff happening here on 89.5 Radio. And it would not be possible without your generous tax-deductible contribution. You won't be able to hear any of those programs if you don't send that money in to help us raise that $75,000 or even more by the end of this month, okay? So help us out today. That would definitely be most appreciated for sure. The address, KPOO, Post Office Box 156-650, San Francisco 94115. That's where you can send your personal check, cashier's check, or a money order, or go online and use your credit card and send us money that way. Anyway, it's 10:16 with Dave. We've got Sly and the Family Stone.
You set out to do. Stand.
There's a cross for you to bear.
Things to go through if you were going anywhere.
Here you go, Sly and the Family Stone, going back to 1969. In the meantime, the late, great Bobby Blue Bland from the end of 1962. That's the way love is. Definitely tell it like it is at 19 after 10 with Dave driving around.
Monday's so good. Tuesday's so cruel. One day you're so happy now. The next day you're in tears. You check it while you find it, or leave it like it is. That's the way it's always been. That's the way love is. Wednesday's all right, but Thursday's all wrong. One day you're out with the baby. The next day it's all gone. So you take it where you find it, or you can leave it like it is. That's the way it's always been. That's the way love is. Friday you'll beg her, Saturday she'll plead. One day she'll say she loves you, the next day she might leave. So you take it where you find it, or you can leave it like it is. That's the way it's always been. That's the way love is. It seems so fair sometimes, but that's the way love is. It makes you want to cry.
The late great Bobby Bland, going back to the fall of 1962, definitely on the R&B charts back then on KSN and KDIA. That's the way love is. 22 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, 5th annual KPO Fall Fundraiser time. In the meantime, the Wicked One, the Wicked Picket. It was 1967 there, a little midnight move in action, okay?
I'm a midnight move, all night groove. I'm a midnight teaser, real soul.
This is Rochelle Metcalf inviting you to join me on Wednesday mornings, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and listen to some vintage jazz, blues, soul, R&B. You got it. I want to please you. Repeat, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Wednesday morning.
Preparation is key to survival. The recent natural catastrophic events, such as hurricanes, wildfires, and flooding is a fresh and harsh reminder that disaster can strike at any time. We are prone to earthquakes being residents of California. Here are a few tips and ideas for you to consider in the event of an emergency. Upload your important documents, such as your driver's license and insurance policies, to a secure cloud service and/or forward copies to a trusted family member or friend outside of your geographical location. Preparation is key to survival. prepare medications and medical equipment, non-perishable foods, bottled water, a flashlight, layers of clothes, shoes, toiletries, loose coins and small denominational bills, eyeglasses, a first aid kit, a cell phone charger, family photographs, and any other small essential item that can fit into a backpack or rollaway luggage if you should need to evacuate in a moment's notice. Preparation is key to survival. For more information to prepare for a natural catastrophic event, log on to ready.gov. That's ready.gov. Again, preparation is key to survival. This is a safety reminder from KPOO 89.5 San Francisco.
Back to more Christmas sounds. We got Clarence Carter, little backdoor Santa.
They call me backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. They call me backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Look at him. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. Oh, 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 oh. Once a year. But look here, I come running with my presents every time you call me dear. Look here, I keep some change in my pocket, chase the children at home. I give them a few pennies so that we can be alone. I leave the back door open so if anybody smells a mouse, and with no scent I'll be in trouble. If ain't no chimney in the house, they call me backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Look at here. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. That's what they call me, backdoor Santa. That's what they call me. They call me backdoor Santa. That's what all the girls call me. They call me backdoor Santa, and I like for them to call me that. They call me backdoor Santa, and I like it.
There you go, from Earl Grant coming up right now. This is Swinging Gently from 62. It's Dave Jobbing Around. 28 minutes after 10, 5th annual KPO Fall Fundraiser time.
Yes. Oh,
go. Earl Grant on the organ, early 1962, Swinging Gently. In the meantime, Bobby Womack, the Valentinos, going back to early 1963 for you. Let's, you know, it's all right, baby. It's okay with me. 10:30 with Dave. Jive it around.
We'll make it all right.
Make it all right.
I said we'll make it all right.
Just as long as
you tell me you love me, everything will be all right.
Hank Ballard from 1960. Let's go!
Late fall of 1960, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. Let's go, let's go, let's go. At 10:35, KPO's fifth annual fall fundraiser time.
Oh, Sundays are so nice. The latest in gospel music with your girl Riri on the Keep the Praise Gospel Show. Every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on 89.5 FM. KPOO San Francisco and worldwide over the internet, KPOO.com. keep the praise.
There you go, JJ. Absolutely. And again, keep the praise, as all of you wonderful listeners out there are praising KPOO by sending us money. Help us out today. We're trying to raise that $75,000 by the end of this month. That's right. KPOO is 100% listener-supported radio station. We need your money to keep this station going for 2018, so help us out today. Definitely, it's very important that you do that, okay? It's very, very important for sure. What a great Christmas holiday gift to KPOO if you could send us some money, okay? Fall of 1967, I remember Henry Lumpkin there. Soul is taking over, love is taking over, but Dave jiving around. It's 10:38, 5th Annual KPOO Fall Fundraiser time, that's for sure. Can you do it? Yeah, you can do it by sending us some money.
1964.
Yeah.
And we gonna dance some more.
Contours.
You've got to keep up with the times if you want to be mine. So if you can do it, let me know.
Now send us some money, KPOO. Yeah.
I went to a hop the other night.
All night.
And that they were doing, yeah, was out of sight. The way it looked, there was nothing to it. I knew right away, oh boy, even I could do it.
Hey.
Tell me, baby.
Going back to spring of 1964, the Contours there. Can you do it? Yeah, you can do it by sending us the money to get that $75,000 in by the end of the month. That's right, the end of the year. Help KPOO out today, okay? Talk to me now, will you?
Talk to me. Talk to me.
San Antonio, Texas, sunny and the sun glows there. Talk to me. Go back to the fall of 1963 with Dave jiving around. 89.5, 17 minutes before the hour of 11, 5th annual KPO fall fundraiser time. And as I promised you earlier, you know, today is December 7th and, of course, Pearl Harbor Day. And we're going to go back to December 7th, 1963. And Rockin' Lucky, KSAN Radio. We did this on our Thanksgiving Day special a few weeks ago. And I thought I'd highlight it because of the fact that it is an anniversary, for sure, when Rockin' Lucky did his Take It to Break It on the Cashmere's recording. And here it is right now.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what, girl?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
What do you mean, can you go to the hop? You better go and wrestle with that mop. The floors need scrubbing and the dishes ain't clean. Go in the kitchen and you'll see what I mean. Now hurry up before I go upside your knot.
The hop.
Say what? All you ever do when you come in from school, throw down your books, sit on a TV stool, glued to the set just like you're in a trance, jumping around doing a funny looking dance. I'll make you dance, oh, and I'll make it hot.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting wild with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no soft touch. All of this foolishness is bad and stuff. Oh, when I finish with a you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job talk has really got to go. When you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, oh. You call me as well, say I should pick up on the haps. Well, pick up that room and give the floor a few slaps. And don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting wild with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no soft touch. With a you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job talk has really got to go. But when you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, oh. You call me as well, say I should pick up on the haps. Well, pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
to the hop.
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
No!
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no-soft touch.
Oh,
when I finish with you, you be too poop to bop.
Take a second.
All this job has really got to
take
go.
Break.
And when you want to call
take
me daddy,
second.
When you get it, daddy, oh. You call me as well,
say,
I should
be. If you like it, say, take it. If you don't like it, say, break it. Call Mark 1-817 right
slap. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the
hop?
Say what? You've been getting ready with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no-soft touch.
Take
you call me as well, say I should pick up on the hat. Well, pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your...
Daddy, can okay, I go to the hop?
Say what?
I don't have time to talk.
Daddy,
right
can
back
I
after
go
this,
to the hop?
No!
Take it a break it? Beg pardon? You want to break it then? Okay, lover girl.
Go to the hop.
What the?
Daddy, can I go to the
take
hop?
Take a break.
What do you mean? Can you go
no.
to the hop? You better go and wrestle with that mop. The floors need scrubbing
okay.
and the dishes ain't clean. Go in the kitchen and you'll see what I mean. Hurry up before I go upside your knot.
Daddy, can I go
yeah,
to the
after
hop?
This.
Say what?
Bye.
Throw down your books,
take
sit on
break.
The TV stool.
Glue
to the set just like you're in a trance. Jumping around, doing a funny looking dance.
Mark is 1-817
July
and say, take it
can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting wild with a little too much. And it's with you, you be too poop to bop. All this job has really got to go. I wait for pick up that room and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? I guess you think your dad's a no-soft touch. With you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job has really got to go. But when you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, you call me as well. Say, I should pick up on the hat. Well, pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
No!
Take it. Thank you. Take it a break.
54 years ago today, Rockin' Lucky on KSAN. You can't beat that, to say the least. Anyway, we'll be back right after this.
KPOO 89.5 San Francisco, your community radio and voice of the everyday folk for over 45 years, is reaching out to you once again for our fifth annual fall fundraiser. Our goal is $75,000 in support of our 2018 operating expenses. As you know, KPOO provides unique programming such as music that crosses the generations of time from local to international musicians and artists. We host tastemakers to inform and inspire you about the multitude of events that are produced throughout the Bay Area. And we educate you with social and political analysis on historical and current affairs. The fifth annual fall fundraiser with a goal of $75,000 in support of our 2018 operating expenses. You can forward a tax-deductible donation to KPOO, P.O. Box 156650, San Francisco, California, 94115, or donate online at kpoo.com. KPOO 89.5 San Francisco, the voice of the people for over 45 years.
If I could go back to those days of the past.
Sunday night oldies, Autumn King of Rock and Roll, please join me. 10 p.m. Sundays on this radio station.
B.B. King, yeah, Christmas comes but once a year. It's all happening with Dave at 10 minutes before 11, fifth annual KPO fall fundraiser time, trying to raise that $75,000. I know we can do it. I want to see more in the pocket of KPOO by the end of the year, okay? Help us out today.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas time. Come but once a year. Oh, I'm so happy. My kids are happy too. They take the next 6 months to pay my bills. When I think about it, folks, it gives me chills. But I don't care, 'cause Christmas comes but once a year. I'm getting ready, people, to have myself a ball. I'm going out partying, gonna dance to every call. I'm gonna think about New Year's Day. I don't care what I have to pay. Let the good times roll, 'cause Christmas comes but once a year.
B.B. King, Christmas Comes But Once a Year. And from 1965, the fall of that year, Jackie Lee. Little duck action. Yeah. How about some Beijing duck? Yeah, that sounds good.
Child, they call her.
There you go. 1965 there, Jackie Lee. Bobby Freeman did a version of this, too. Released about the same time, which is interesting, to say the least. Anyway, that's it. Another Dave Edwards jiving around on this Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 2017. Yeah, definitely remember those who lost their lives during that particular event that started the American involvement in World War II. And of course, a lot of other people who lost their lives over the wars and so forth, and also thinking of veterans, too, who played a part in fighting for the United States of America and so forth. Anyway, that's about it on this end, and I don't know if there's going to be a prison focus or not, but we might be playing nonstop reggae for an hour or so I don't know what's going on. But we'll run the prison focus open and so forth and play nonstop reggae until noon, and just in case Charles Carbone and Brother Leo don't show up. So we'll see what happens on that one. Anyway, you'll have a great weekend coming up, and be safe. Just clear skies all the way through for the weekend. No rain in the forecast until maybe the 21st or so. There's a possibility. Anyway, you have a great weekend. We'll see you next Thursday. Take care for now. Bye-bye.